This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mike Adams and I were just talking during the break here on the Alex Jones Show, and I said, Mike, what's your intel? And he said, it's unrestricted warfare. It's really happening. There's always evil groups that try to take over the world. It's happening this time through the medical systems of the corporations. Operation Lockstep, the Rockefellers said that was the best plan. People have Stockholm Syndrome. They can't admit it. Short segment right now, long segment with Mike Adams, where he's going to go through all the evidence. But front and center, how do we wake people up to unrestricted warfare? Or is it too late? Do we just have to prepare and protect ourselves?
Well, first of all, most people are starting to see others around them very sick or dying. And if they don't get help, and as you mentioned, ivermectin is a lifesaver. If they don't get ivermectin or some other form of help, a lot of nutrients and herbs and so on, then they will very likely die, because this isn't just about COVID. This isn't just about the spike protein and the shedding from the vaccines. I believe, as you believe, that there are other pathogens or toxic nanoparticles that are being released. Now, remember, and I had this conversation with Dr. Lee Merritt, we now believe that it wasn't a virus that was released in New York City or in northern Italy to set off this pandemic. They were instead synthesized toxic nanoparticles, i.e. spike protein, that were then released in the city to mimic a viral
And let me
pandemic.
Back you up, Mike. In fact, I'll do it next segment, but I've talked to people in the Pentagon. I've talked to people, former heads of U.S. agencies. That's what they now believe as well.
Yep. They are synthesizing now other toxic particles, and they are dumping them on cities. They are releasing them across the United States. Remember, the vaccine industry did this in Disneyland years ago to push SB277 in California. That was the vaccine mandate in California. And that was the model for the success of the media panic and the parental panic and the legislature panic that resulted in vaccine mandates in California. But that was an intentional release of measles in Disneyland. And, of course, Disney now requiring its own employees to be injected with spike protein as well, which will kill, you know, a large number of them. But we are witnessing warfare at a level that we've never seen before. And it's not just SARS-CoV-2. It's toxic nanoparticles that are being and plus the graphene oxide that's confirmed in the vaccines, the metallic particles in the vaccines. Who knows?
And you're absolutely right. Notice how it hit one city, a few cities in the U.S. on the East Coast, one city in Italy, and a few cities in China to create that fear. And it's only those areas that saw those real giant spikes. Now we're seeing that distributed out. So what is the answer? Be in a rural area? Because we're seeing these giant spikes in cities.
Well, I think answer number one is that the globalists are finding it's harder to kill people than they thought if those people have good nutrition and good knowledge of what they're doing.
Bingo. That's why they're so pissed about the vitamin C and the D and the zinc and the ivermectin. So, yeah.
And ivermectin. And by the way, there is no difference. Now, and again, I'm not anybody's doctor. I can't tell you what to do. But personally, I've stockpiled plenty of veterinary ivermectin, and I also have regular human prescription ivermectin. Guess what, folks? It's the same molecule. There's no difference in the molecule. It's exactly the same. It doesn't matter where you get it. It's the same molecule. So people need to understand that all of the disinfo being pushed out there.
My parents were deathly ill, and I gave them veterinary ivermectin. Within 5 hours, they were 60% better. The next day, they were 90% better. And then I went and got the prescription. But, I mean, it was just a miracle cure.
I'm telling you, and what big tech is doing, censoring information about these treatments, even prescription treatments such as hydroxychloroquine, these are, you know, Holocaust-level crimes against humanity.
Yes, sir.
And now censoring talk about natural immunity, we're supposed to pretend that natural immunity doesn't even exist? It's the best immunity. Folks, those of you watching, if you have natural immunity, you will be a survivor. If you took vaccines, you will likely die if you stay on that track. Now, there are some natural things that can save you if you took a vaccine, but most people who took the vaccines don't know about those things and don't want to know about them. They are committing suicide. They will not be with us.
And by the way, we're not joking. When we come back, explain that and those disorders you were mentioning. We got interrupted last hour, and then we'll also talk about the next level of evil the Surgeon General saying normal immunity is not good, natural immunity is not good. An Israeli study comes out 13 times better. I mean, this is, as you said, this is hardcore criminal activity, and they know exactly what they're doing. It's like saying, oh, you don't need oxygen. Just tie a rope around your neck and jump off a stool. Breaking your neck's good for you. That's the level of these murderers lying to us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, rock legend, I'm a big fan, Eric Clapton, has come out with a new hit single, and the left's even calling for censoring it. They are such North Korean-style authoritarians. This is Gotta Stop. Rock legend Eric Clapton releases new song slamming mandatory COVID injections. And that's what all this is. We were talking to Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, one of the smartest people out there when it comes to the science. He is a scientist, owns a science lab. We're going to go back to him here in just a moment. But I wanted to bring this up because last segment he mentioned this. Twitter permanently suspends Alex Berenson over coronavirus tweets, or Brinson, I keep saying it wrong, and it says, Brinson has criticized big tech censorship and coronavirus mandates. He was a big hit writer at the New York Times for a long time, got censored, moved to Substack. The account you reference has been permanently suspended for repeated violations of our COVID-19 misinformation rules, a Twitter spokesperson told Fox News in response to an inquiry. This is a Fox News article. And he goes on to say, this was a tweet that did it, he wrote. Above a screenshot of the account before it was taken down. Entirely accurate. I can't wait to what a jury will make of this. Well, a judge will never let you get to a jury. Here's what he said. Don't think of it as a vaccine, he continued. Think of it at best as a therapeutic with a limited window of efficacy and terrible side effects profile that must be dosed in advance of the illness. And that's what it is. Now they're saying, this is a Fauci quote. I have the video. Dr. Fauci discusses requiring COVID booster shots every 5 months. They're our doctor. They're our God. And then CNN says you don't have a constitutional right to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine, even though you do. Even if it was an approved shot and wasn't experimental and didn't have liability protection. I mean, this is so damn criminal. Mike Adams, lay this out for us. As you said earlier, for stations that just joined us, the magnitude of now suppressing people that say natural immunity is better than what you get from these shots. That's a fact. And the fact that big tech is bought into big pharma and is actively suppressing us as a cartel and that Congress is doing nothing. I mean, my God, I wonder what's coming next. Oh, I know. Apple's announcing they're going to re-scan everything on your phone. But wait, it gets worse. Next segment, I'll tell you about Australia and the law they just passed to be able to go into anybody's phone or anybody's device and hijack it, take control of it, and poses you to, quote, disrupt anti-vax networks. They can even steal your identity and commit crimes in your name. I mean, nobody's ever put stuff like this down on paper, Mike Adams.
Well, what Berenson has really been able to document very well is that even from the view of conventional virology and conventional vaccines, these vaccines, the ones given in Israel, which is almost all Pfizer, they fail after about 6 or 7 months. And so, Alex, this is critical to understand. The wave of deaths and hospitalization in vaccinated people that we're seeing right now is just the leading edge of what's coming. this, you know, right now we're at the end of August. We're talking about people who were vaccinated early, maybe in February. When you start getting to the masses who were vaccinated in March and April and May, you're going to see mass deaths in September, October, and November. And then when you combine that with the vitamin D deficiency that occurs in the winter in the northern hemisphere, and you combine that with whatever else they're releasing right now, and I'm convinced they're releasing more toxic nanoparticles, you know, this is going to be the fall and the winter of mass death in America and mass homelessness across America because of the lockdowns that have deprived people the ability to work and earn a living and pay rent. They're going to be on the streets. The streets are going to be filled with dead bodies in some areas like blue cities. I'm not joking. It's not an exaggeration.
And then they're going to say the unvaccinated caused it. We predicted that a year and a half ago. Now it's already being done.
The unvaccinated are the only safe people. The naturally immune are the safe people. We should have natural immunity passports where you're free to travel because you have natural immunity, which is the only immunity that can beat all these variants. If you're vaccinated, you are a danger to society. If you're vaccinated, you're a danger to other vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. If you're vaccinated, and I don't agree with all these travel restrictions, government's wrong to do that, but if they were going to choose one group to force to not be able to attend concerts and travel, it should be the vaccinated. They're the ones shedding the spike protein.
And what do you make of them saying it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated when all the real science shows it's a pandemic of the vaccinated? What do you say to Mitt Romney saying, quote, your liberty, Mike Adams, affects my health? No, you little monster. You took it. You took the deadly spike protein. You took the fetal tissue. You took the genome of the dead baby from 66. You are in league with Satan. You are a child of the devil of Lucifer. And now you want to rape us with your little poison needle, you pervert.
Well, a lot of these people who took the vaccines, let's understand, they're the walking dead. They're ghosts. They will remove themselves from our world over the next several years as their bodies churn out spike protein and they kill themselves. So we don't have to convince them of anything. What we have to do is insulate ourselves from the domino effect of collapsing society that happens when so many millions of people are exterminated, sometimes through their own ignorance, and themselves taking a vaccine death shot. So don't debate with the walking dead. This is my advice. They will be gone in the next 36 months, many of them. Now, some of them took saline shots. Probably Romney is among them. So, you know, sadly, he'll still be around to pester the rest of us who are real Americans. But for the ones who took the actual death shot, many of them will be gone. So what we really need to understand is that the strategy of taking back America, as Dr. Bregan said on your show, the refounding of America, we need to understand that that strategy comes to us. We are the survivors. We are the ones who must rebuild. And we must be resilient. And we must be prepared. We must be able to survive the collapse at every level that's thrown against us. Because the future of our nation, America, even our civilization, rests on our shoulders, the unvaccinated with natural immunity. We will inherit the earth, Alex.
And by the way, Mike, you're not just saying all this. When we come back, I'll try to shut up for a 10-minute segment, let you have the floor to talk about the syndromes we know similar vaccines have caused in animals when they've done it before. This is heavily tested. They know with all these different syndromes what happens when you give somebody something that's this wide-ranging that attacks an entire class of protein in the body.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's a guest. I don't know if you've had him on. His name is Dr. Brian Ardis. He was a guest on my network last week. He talked about this new polio-like multi-system inflammation syndrome for children. It's called MIS-C. And he said that it could cause paralysis of the arms and legs of up to 40% of children. Well, what do you think the cause of that is? That's coming from the spike protein bioweapon. This is why they're targeting children, Alex. They're trying to create an entire generation of, like, thalidomide children who were born in some cases without arms or legs but now paralyzed arms and legs. You see, they know that the way to bring down society is to have maybe half the people killed, the other half injured, so that anybody who's still alive is forced to take care of the injured because we have mercy on them We're trying to...
That's right. That's the soft kill paradigm, and I was aware of MIS. I watch your network all the time, but I missed that guest. But I noticed the feds put out an emergency alert and said, in 4 months, prepare for millions with MIS paralyzed children. And they don't... Exactly. And it's just, oh, a new virus. Well, what, where the hell do you think it comes from? From the sloughing, just like most polio in the world is caused by Bill Gates' vaccine. Associated Press is a source of that. I mean, you can't make this up.
No, they're telling you that there are going to be neurological problems from this vaccine. And by the way, I'm going to recommend, you know, I will always recommend great guests for you as well. I'm also trying to reach out to Peter Bregan. I want to interview him.
Yes, maybe we'll give you Bregan's number and you give us the other guy's number. But I'm glad because that was what I wanted to raise, the polio. In fact, I forgot to get out of the stack. Guys, print, government warns of polio-like illness in 4 months, MIS, millions of children to be paralyzed, and they don't say where it's coming from or why, much worse than COVID was last year. And it's just oh, there it is. Oh, CDC warns a potential outbreak of rare polio-like diseases in children. Again, it's coming from the freaking sloughing. How many times, Mike, did we say that?
And this is when de Blasio is on CNN saying that they have to target children. This is why. He's a monster. He wants to maim the children. This is beyond the transgender maiming of the genitalia of children. This is the maiming of the limbs of children.
It's human sacrifice.
It absolutely is child sacrifice at a societal scale. And God's wrath will be unleashed against this nation because we did not stop this in time. We're all going to have to live through hell on earth. That's an important message we must not forget.
Absolutely. Stay there, Mike. It's all happening. They're getting us ready. Oh, millions will be paralyzed. No big deal. It's so much fun. Take your shit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 Young. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones, final segment with Mike Adams, and I'm going to continue on right through with Owen Schroyer that's coming up to host Sunday Live from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. There's so much to get to here, but Mike is bringing up all these subjects that I need to bring up as well. It's so important because you have RSV exploding in children around vaccinated parents and a lot of death from that. You have CDC warns a potential outbreak of rare polio-like disease in children. They just come out in this month and say, oh, millions of kids will probably just be paralyzed. It's a side issue. We're not going to tell you why. Well, they know damn well why. And Mike Adams had a medical doctor on this week on his syndicated show bringing that down. So they're getting us ready for this. But I don't need to just read the statistics. I can see it and talk to medical doctors I know. People are coming in that have been vaccinated with the COVID shots, and spike proteins are eating their optic nerve, and people are going blind everywhere. Children that are around vaccinated parents are losing their sight. I mean, I was talking to a neighbor who's an older lady. Her daughter got the vaccine. Now her 10-year-old daughter is going blind. She had perfect eyesight, and the doctor said, oh, yeah, we think you're growing spike proteins. So they know damn well what's going on, Mike Adams. Please continue.
Well, there's another diagnosis that I've been made aware of, and this has happened to a friend of someone I've known very closely for many years. The diagnosis is called autoimmune encephalopathy. It means your immune system is eating your brain. And just as you described, what happens when your immune system eats your brain, and by the way, this is, of course, all happening following the vaccine, the spike protein injection, is that it's like a slow-acting lobotomy. You can start to lose your senses. You can lose some hearing, some sight, some actual touch sense. You'll lose your short-term memory. You'll lose emotional neuroplasticity. Your brain is shutting down slowly. It's not all at once. It happens over time. But the doctors, of course, they never say, oh, well, this has something to do with the vaccine. No, they just say, for some reason, your immune system went crazy, and it's eating your brain. Well,
by the way, we just found a study talking about what you just said, Mike, right there on screen.
It's all real. I mean, I'm telling you what I'm experiencing. I know that you know people who have suffered serious injuries. You talked publicly about Rob Dew in the hospital and the horrible.
Look, I'll just say it. I've got close family that basically got hit by this and now has like Alzheimer's. Doesn't even know they are. People I know have been hit by it still don't have their smell. I mean, this is a serious bioweapon.
So think about getting back to my main topic here. Think about how does society function. See, this is an extinction level event. They're trying to tear down all of society. How does society function if all the front line, you know, the first responders, police, firefighters, paramedics, hospital workers, people who work at the power company and so on, if they're all required to get these vaccines over the next 12 to 36 months, their brains are going to be damaged. They are going to have autoimmune encephalopathy or other different expressions of this. They're going to have cardiovascular events. They're going to have strokes. But they're tearing down the knowledge base of what makes society function. Alex, this is why people had better be prepared for the possibility of a Mad Max scenario, at least in some regions. It's no longer science fiction.
Look at the blue cities. Look at the blue states. Look at the fentanyl. Look at the homelessness. Everything they do is to collapse the country. This is a war. Yes. We're under attack.
It's an absolute war. It's unrestricted warfare. Dr. Merritt is absolutely correct about that. And look at how they're attacking the soldiers right now. And by the way, this whole fiasco in Afghanistan feeds right into this because they need an emergency. They just flew in 112,000 Afghani people into the United States with no vetting. It's probably 97% great people, but there's probably a few thousand terrorists in that group. Guess what they're going to do over the next few months? They're going to wage terror attacks in America so that the same police state that's been locking us down over COVID can say, oh, now we have to have martial law. We have to have a military on the streets because of all these terrorist attacks. They're making it happen at every stage. This is all planned. It's all a blueprint. And then they're going to go door to door and try to take your guns. Mark my words, that's coming. And once they take your guns, they're going to take you to a COVID death camp. If you give up your guns, they're going to exterminate you. Have no illusions. This is where we are.
Notice Bolsonaro came out and said, buy a gun, damn it, now. He said the globalists are taking over. It's worldwide. They're attacking everyone. He said all Christians must prepare for war, basically.
Yeah, and I see you're showing the footage of that woman in the military who was talking about how it seems like she couldn't wait to be given the order to shoot Americans. Well, guess what? If you took the vaccine in the military, you might be dead first, frankly.
She doesn't even get that the whole country's under attack, and she's an SJW. In fact, they clarified it with her that she hopes to have war with us. That's who they're bringing into the military. Well, plus, she can't even beat the Afghans. She wants a war with us. Is she an idiot? And with 20 million veterans?
Well, and plus, how is anybody who's been vaccinated in the military going to carry a 70-pound pack of gear when their heart doesn't work, right? When their vascular system is attacked, when their brains are being attacked. I mean, I'm sorry to be so blunt, and my heart goes out to anybody who has been coerced into this. You need to say no to this. These are acts of treason against military personnel, but that's the point, is to weaken the military, to create this national security vulnerability so that when there is this martial law or even perhaps a foreign occupation attempt, an invasion by UN troops or Chinese troops, that the military can't fight back because there's so many people dead. Well, guess who's going to be fighting back? It's going to be the unvaccinated armed Texans and people like that all across America who have said no to the vaccine. I don't think the CDC is correct when they say 200 plus million Americans have been vaccinated. I think that's a lie. I think it's far fewer. I think maybe half of America has been, but the other half are not taking it. And, you know, there's 500 million guns in America for Second Amendment purposes, for national defense. So they're not going to succeed in this. I think that's the big picture, Alex, is, yeah, we're going to go through hell, but in the end, they fail. In the end, we defend America.
Mike, I totally agree with you, and I can gut level, I can intellectually see how much trouble we're in, but my intellect tries to, you know, say, oh, it's not that bad, settle down. But my gut level has never been one-tenth this upset. I mean, my gut and my sixth sense is like, get ready, Jones, get ready, emergency, this is it. I mean, it's just like screaming at me.
Yeah, no, I get the same impulses and information, but we've got to stay very practical in understanding this new threat that faces us and be ready to survive it and then to rebuild this nation as our founders originally intended. But when we do rebuild, we need a Third Amendment of health freedom. We'll have to move the current Third Amendment further down the line.
I agree.
We need a third, you know, Dr. Benjamin Rush. We have to have a Health Freedom Amendment, and we can never let government control science again. Never let another Fauci rise to power. Never let the NIH determine who gets funding. Never let a CDC claim authority over your private property again. We can never let that happen, just like we could never let Hitler rise again. That's why we had the Nuremberg Trials and the Nuremberg Code.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Time to remember those lessons from history.
Beautifully said, naturalnews.com, and you've got Brighteon, and I love the Brighteon conversations you're having, and I love seeing it go viral because we're all in this together. What's the best sites for folks to visit, Mike?
Well, like you said, Brighteon.com is our video platform, naturalnews.com, and thank you for having me on today, Alex. And folks, get prepared now. Time is running out. Do it now, today.
I agree. I think time has run out, and the longer everybody waits, the worse shit they're going to be in. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.
Speaking of that woman that wants war with America, we got the clip of her coming up. I feel sorry for her that she's such a piece of garbage. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. That's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this.
Did it my way.
I did it my
old blue eyes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sunday, August 29th transmission.
But then again, too few to mention.
Here we are. All right, let me talk about my mother. I don't talk about my mom a lot on the show, but people ask how I grew up knowing all this stuff and how I was already on air by the time I was 21 and syndicated by 23 and the rest of it. And it was because my mother was a huge historian. She has a degree in history. So did my dad's mother. She would get me captive 3 or 4 weeks out of the year and read me history books as well. But from the time I was like 3 or 4 years old, my mother was reading me everything from Edgar Allan Poe, you know, that was fiction, to letters from George Washington, you name it, pretty much every night. We weren't big into televisions. And so I grew up really liking history because it was so much more interesting than, say, comic books and stuff. And I like comic books, too. And I like pulp fiction. I love reading Robert E. Howard, Conan the Barbarian stuff written in the 30s in Texas and, you know, all that kind of cool stuff. But I got into history. And my mom monitors C-SPAN and Fox News and CNN, and she doesn't usually tell me stuff that she thinks is going to happen. But when she does, it usually does happen. So, you know, I make predictions here quite a bit, and most of them come true. I wish they wouldn't. They're mainly projections of what's going to happen. We don't get engaged and work hard. So let me tell you what she keeps saying every time I go over to her house, because I normally go over to her house maybe once every 2-3 weeks for dinner or something, or they come over to ours, but... they were real sick the last few weeks, so I was taking care of them. And we all did the COVID tests and all that. It wasn't COVID, but just some other deadly thing sloughing off the people, like all the evidence shows. And, you know, my dad didn't even know who he was for 2 weeks. Now he's halfway back. That's pretty depressing. This is devastating stuff. And, of course, it's from the vaccinated. Of course, we know that. We already covered it in the last hour and a half. And so we're sitting there watching all this happen, and my mother says, listen to me. This is like 2 weeks ago. She's in bed. She grabs me by the shirt. She goes, listen to me. I said, yes, I'm listening to you. She says, they're going to kill Biden. They're going to shoot him. Or they're going to detonate a truck bomb. And they're going to kill him, maybe part of the cabinet. And they're going to capture a white supremacist who'll end up dying in a firefight. He'll get killed. And then they're going to come after all opposition to the election fraud and Biden and the gun control. And that's going to trigger using the military on the American people. They're going to activate Black Lives Matter to start burning the cities. And I sat back and heard her say that, and I think she's right. And then today I was over there. She's better now. And, again, they didn't tell me they were sick for a week. I got over there, got them on ivermectin from a medical doctor immediately. Like 80% better by the next day. But the point is that they're absolutely right. And there's 1,000 points that go into this or more, but Biden's a puppet. Biden's a globalist. He's a negative for them. They plan to get rid of him the whole time. Even said, oh, I'll just feign an illness and quit. He's already said, hey, soon Kamala Harris will be the president. So this is a guy that marches up to cameras and says, I wipe my butt. I wipe my butt. This is a guy today when they're rolling the dead bodies of 13 U.S. Marines and Army and Navy off the aircraft, the Galaxy C-1, whatever it is. He's looking at his watch and looking around like he's bored while Trump, whenever stuff like that happens, stood there saluting the entire time. So he is Sleepy Joe. He fell asleep with the Israeli prime minister today as well. So, I mean, this is a true 20-ring circus, and he is the ringmaster here that doesn't know what planet he's on. So the only way they can turn him into a martyr, put Kamala in, and attack their opposition is to kill him. And I agree with my mother that that is, if they had a handful of cards, and they had an ace of spades and a ace of diamonds and a queen of diamonds and, you know, whatever you got in that hand, the ace of spades, the best card they've got, is to kill Biden at something like the next State of the Union or something like that, or the next time he's talking to Congress. I would look for them to roll a huge truck bomb right into that thing and try to kill Congress. and then they're going to bring in the Chinese troops, the UN, everything. I mean, folks, they really plan to do this. And I agree with my mother saying that. I mean, obviously, they've pre-programmed it. They say white supremacism is the number one threat. Anybody that wants guns, anybody that's Christian, anybody that doesn't want lockdowns, anybody that questions elections, anybody that doesn't want open borders and child smuggling is a white supremacist and is the main enemy, and white supremacists are about to kill everybody. Well, this is the same Justice Department that's run by Obama that shipped millions of guns into Mexico to then ship them to Syria and to Libya. So they've done false flags before. They've overthrown Egypt. They've overthrown Libya. They've killed millions of people. They funded the Arab Spring. They're funding the collapse of Afghanistan. They're bringing 20,000 Afghans in. I've talked to folks at the military bases, at the CIA bases on the East Coast, you know, who just saw them all pouring in mass, 4,000 just a few days ago at one base alone, 20,000 that they know of. And, yeah, I talked to one of the guys that's a CIA trainer. I'm leaving it at that. They're at the deal. And he said, my God, it's just Afghans everywhere. And it's almost all military-age men, by the way, because they just treat women like they're lower than dog crap. So they all just bowled their way onto the C-130. So you've got those terrorists all running around. This is just a complete and absolute total nightmare. And that's where we are. And I don't want anything bad to happen to Biden. Believe me, that's the last thing I want. That will turn him into a martyr and not the little criminal Chi-Com agent he is. And then we'll have Kamala Harris. But I would not be anywhere near the Capitol building during any big events or at the White House if they have some congressional event with a bunch of key people there, because they plan to blow up the Democrats, to make them victims, to make them heroes, to lionize their whole agenda, and to demonize anybody, everybody that opposed them. And if you don't think the globalist will not blow up Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and all of them together, you're a fool. I agree with my mother's analysis. It's mine as well. She just said, you're smart. Why aren't you talking about this on air? And I'm like, well, you don't really tune in very often. She says, well, I've been tuning in. And so that's what's going on, and I agree with my mother. So these are psychotic America haters. This is a real war, just like World War I or World War II, but it's global corporations, and they've made their move. And they are going for broke, and we are under attack. We gave up God. We gave up the unborn. God took his protection away from us, and we are a damned, cursed nation now. I don't mean that in a vain way of saying it. I mean, we are being damned to hell right now. Now, we all repent and all march by the tens of millions peacefully and all stop complying with the system. God would heal us like that. But God, just like Israel, went into bondage every time they became evil. The exact same thing is happening to us, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we might be in bondage 50 years. We might be in bondage 100 years. I mean, this is serious business. God is a just God. And we're being turned over to the most disingenuous, fake, satanic people you've ever seen. But you better believe when they tell you the white supremacists are about to blow everything up that the globalists with FBI control, with the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, have got their people ready. Southern Poverty Law Center ran Elohim City and Oklahoma City operation. They're a very serious foreign intelligence group run through NATO. And that's actually what, Southern Poverty Law Center is a paramilitary group of hardcore West Germans and people. So, I mean, they're serious business. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And the Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On the ground, you in midair, send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve?
You see, my friends, we don't need to send in the clowns. They're already here. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Two more hours coming up with Owen Schroyer with Sunday Live. He wants me to ride shotgun, I will. Those wild horses can't drive me away. Woke U.S. soldier threatens Americans, says they've become the enemy if they don't obey under martial law. That's what she says word for word. And people went and found her account. The investigation revealed that she's a 35-year-old self-identified lesbian who goes by the pronouns she, her, sounds very left. Furthermore, she runs the TikTok channel Lord Daddy Nugget, which is where she posted the original video where she talks about martial law and shooting you if you don't go back in your house. Yes, like Australia. They killed the real Crocodile Dundee. He wouldn't turn his guns in. like 10 years ago. But that's all really fine and dandy. Like Swalwell said, oh, we'll just drop nuclear weapons on American gun owners. Which you don't even do that. The blue cities are under your control already. It'd be a war crime. You'd kill mainly your people. But they don't care. It's all about them playing God. And so imagine, that's who's in our military now at that level, is a woman who's got a chip on her shoulder against her own country, who's fantasizing about shooting Americans, like under General Honoré in Louisiana and Mississippi after Katrina, where they went in and took all the guns and shot and killed hundreds of people. Now, Honoré is in charge of the new domestic operations, and he wants the war, and they're preparing the false flags, obviously, ahead of that. You can see all the preparation. So maybe she'll get what she wants someday. The government has the nukes, too many of them, but they're legit. I'm sure if we talk, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities. Goes on saying, you know, he'll use those on gun owners. So that's who these people are. I mean, they can't tie their shoelaces. They can't run their own lives. They love taking a poison shot. Doesn't even protect them. Then they blame us because they're not protected, because they're schmucks. And then they fantasize about, what, will you shoot me when during a lockdown if I try to go out maybe get some water or food? Because you're a hero. Oh, but you'll open the southern border up and not test anybody and wave them all in. So let's go ahead and hear this lady. I got her name right here, but talking about how she's going to, how you better stay in your house. Here it is.
Have you never heard of the Insurrection Act? There's reasons why the military doesn't deploy within the U.S. And if they did, your little good old boy system is not going to fare well for you. Understand that if active duty military actually get deployed within the United States, that weapon is not just pointed at other people, other countries. It's pointed at you. If you do not get in your house when I tell you to, you become the enemy. Martial law, you know, where your rights get curtailed. You don't have all those same freedoms that the Constitution guarantees at that point. So be careful what you wish for and stop opining about things you don't understand. Okay, bye.
Wow, what a creepy person. She'll probably end up being a four-star general once they destroy America. But I don't think it'll ever happen. It's never going to go that far with this scum. You know, imagine her if she got deployed during martial law. What a fun job that'd be, confiscating guns. Maybe they'd be able to sneak up on the first 5 or 10 houses. And they'd run into opposition. And maybe they'd take out those evil rednecks, you know. She thinks of America's evil white people, your good old boy network, you know. But she wants to live here, though. But imagine if you took out some of those good old boys, and then you're going to be at the gym, you're going to be at a restaurant, you're going to be at the grocery store, you're going to be on parking lots, sweetheart. You're so tough. We're so scared of you right now. While you threaten us and giggle and smirk about how you're going to kill us on our front porches. So you can feel like a big, tough lady. Listen, little girl. I understand you come from a family of trash. And I understand you're the cancer in this country. But you're a fool. Your bosses are going to stage terror attacks and you're going to get the civil war you want. And your dollar won't be worth anything once it's over with. And you'll be too stupid to realize you sold your own country out. Because it's not you with a gun we're worried about. It's you in a voting booth. It's people that voted for Biden. It's people that support all this evil, that support election fraud, that support the pedophilia, that support the open borders, that support the devaluation of the dollar, that support it all because, again, you see America as a Christian nation and as a good old boy, white boy nation. And so you're spoiling for a fight with the country you come out of in your own self-loathing. It's so disgusting. And it really makes you realize that that's why they're doing all this diversity training and all this Black Lives Matter and all this critical race theory crap in the military so that good people get out and that all there is that lady. And you know, they announce gun confiscation. They announce forced inoculations. You know she's going to be up in the guard tower at the FEMA center, at the COVID center. And then they're going to come and pull aside the troublemakers that are patriots and take them into a room for interrogation. And, oh, you think you're tough now? Let's knock this good old boy's teeth out. He's an evil white man. He deserves it. They've already branded it. All white men are bad. Because they know it would be Christian men particularly historically white men, that would defend against this tyranny. But don't worry, they're all busy playing golf and polishing their cars and acting cool and standing back because they don't want to defend women like you. And you don't want them either. So don't worry, we're a broke back, alone country without families that keep babies alive and sell their organs. Oh, but you don't care about that. You just shoot your mouth off about the good old boys and how you got your guns pointed at us and you're going to keep us inside our houses just like Australia, just like the UK. We get it. We get it. You're a horrible person. And your God Biden's up there looking at his watch while the dead soldiers are unloaded. Oh, what a creepy, demonic person. All right. Next show's coming up with Owen Schroyer for 2 hours live. Only 6 minutes ads an hour. We cut the ads in half. We got more airtime with Sunday Live. Separately, I'm going to stay over. He'll probably want me to. He always does. I got a bunch of news I didn't hit. He's got a lot of news. And that's all coming up on the other side, Infowars.com/show, band.video, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. Override these monsters. Spread the links. Share them. I don't hate that lady because she's a lesbian. I mean, I like women, too. I hate her because she's a swollen, arrogant little thug. Reminds me of Chet from Weird Science or something, but a female version, who just is thugging out and giggling and laughing about martial law and war, which if she had any brain, and even if she was like the Chinese, they would actually fear once real civil war breaks out trying to come here. But they're going to get us with bioweapons, you dumb witch. We'll all be dead. We won't face Chinese soldiers till 5 years after radiological and biological winter. But you don't actually study war. You just shoot your fat mouth off all day. Oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. But continuing, we need your support. You need our support. I don't know how long we'll even be around, as crazy as things are. I get your storable food orders in now. Highest quality, ready to ship to you within a day, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, your supplies. People are buying a lot of storable food right now because I know the supply chains are breaking down. I get your orders in at preparewithalex.com. That takes you right to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com with the full spectrum of My Patriots food, the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months back in stock. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids. Great for children, great for adults, especially great for old folks. Boost your immune system, your natural defenses now. 33% off. Living Defense, anti-parasite, and just reset your guts. It's amazing with the black walnut and so much more. It is 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil is the highest grade of krill oil for your cardiovascular system, your brain, your capillaries. It literally is a lube job for your inside. It is 40% off. VasoBeet, super concentrated beet extract that creates nitrous oxide in the body. Again, key for the capillaries and heart and body. 50% off. Hair and beard support. That'd be great for everybody. For women, it's just hair and nail, but it's designed for men, but it works great for women. It's really a great vitamin, multi-mineral, also good for even children. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But like I said, a lot of stations carry this next show. Some stations don't. You really should pick up Sunday Live. Owen comes in every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. And not a lot of local or national live stuff on Sunday evening. So hopefully stations will pick it up. A lot of stations are. And then weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Harrison Smith at InfoWars.com and on the stations with American Journal. And then my show at 11 a.m. And then at 3 p.m., The War Room with Owen Schroyer as well. And that's the InfoWars Network, getting around the censors and changing the world for the better. Thanks to all of you. I want to salute all the listeners and viewers and the crew. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.